Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm David Metten, and here's what's happening. The annual Army-Navy Classic means a lot to Philadelphia when the service academies play here, and they do more often than they don't. It gives family and fans a chance to reconnect, as we hear from KYW's John McDevitt.
Many came far and near for the Army-Navy game, among them Randy Salazar, his son Russell, and their friends from Danbury, Connecticut.
We've been coming here for 25 years, and some of us are from law enforcement, and a few of our members have departed us, so every year we come down here and we will have a toast to them in their memory, and we all enjoy the game together and tailgating together.
We're making memories.
The few pictures I have with my father throughout the year, actually,
and we enjoy the activities as much as the game.
President Trump's visit to Philadelphia for the game.
It is good to see that he supports the troops and he cares to come and spend time with everybody. Or with certain people, not everybody.
John McDevitt, KYW News Radio.
There are reports in the New York Times and the Washington Post that South Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew may be switching from the Democratic to the Republican Party. Both outlets report the freshman from Cape May County met Friday with President Trump. Van Drew was one of two Democrats in Congress who defied Democratic Party leadership and voted against an impeachment inquiry. Any switch wouldn't turn control of the House over to the GOP, but it could prove symbolic, particularly if it comes near next week's expected vote on impeachment. We reached out to Van Drew's office. They have made no comment. Tow truck operators are working to clean up their public image a tad. Here's KYW's Hadas Kuznets.
About 25 tow truck drivers pulled up to Youth Services, Inc. to drop off gifts and food that they bought with money from their own pockets.
This is one time of the year we all come together.
That's Charles Norton, owner of Norton's Tow Squad. He's also co-founder of Toes for Tots.
And there's no fighting, no argument. There's no competing about business. The only thing they compete about is I can bring more gifts than you can.
Gwendolyn Bailey, executive director of YSI, explains her organization helps provide shelter for children who don't have permanent homes.
We work with, in total, about 4,000 individual people each year, and many of those people who are families also have other children who might not be directly connected to our programs.
Bailey says since partnering with Toes for Tots, they've been able to provide at least one present for each child in their program. In West Philadelphia, Hadas Kuznets, KYW News Radio.
Kids on holiday break who depend on Philadelphia public schools for a bite to eat we'll be able to get lunch for a few days, even though the schools are closed. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
When you think of the Parks and Rec Department, you may not immediately think of meal service. But in fact, Commissioner Catherine Ott Lovell says it's one of the largest meal providers in the city.
We provide over 1.6 million meals annually to young people.
Most of them are served at summer camps and after-school programs. But a few years ago, they started serving lunch on some school holidays. And this year, that's expanding.
Anywhere there's an after-school program, so it's about 100 sites around the city, we'll have meals available for kids on December 23rd, December 27th, and December 30th.
The meals are free. They're provided by the USDA. But there is a limited number, so kids who are counting on them should get there early. At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.
Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small is tapping a governmental veteran to return to service as a top advisor. Stephen Persky has pretty much done it all. As a legislator, he helped to develop the gambling plan for Atlantic City. He later ran the Casino Control Commission. Twice a judge and now in private law practice, Persky is about to return to public service at Small's request as a special assistant for policy matters.
Since we try to cultivate the city of Atlantic City's relationships to put us in the best place possible, I couldn't think of a better person to bring on than Steve Persky.
The deal's not completely set up yet. Persky's salary, among other things, needs to be agreed on, although Small expects him to be on board early in the new year. Given the state takeover, any such move would require the blessing of the Murphy administration. For his part, Small says he's worked well with the state, both in his current role and during his time in city council. The governor says the current supervision is likely to continue for at least another year. That's the All Local. I'm David Madden. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.